This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
موتا مجهزا are you waiting for a death that is sudden أو الدجال فشر غائب ينتظر Are you waiting for Dajjal? He is the most evil of those things that are awaited of the future. Dajjal, what you're hoping for Dajjal? What are you waiting for Dajjal? These days, you know, the youngsters, they learn half the deen from the internet. They learn, it's a good thing and a bad thing. The good thing is if they learn it from a trusted source, that's fine. If they learn it from some, you know, crackpot, yeah, it's going to damage them. So there are many crackpots out there on the internet, many crackpots. You know, it's a crack, what do you call crackpots in Edinburgh? Is there some other word you got? Anything else? Some guy who's like... Now some. I want some. Sorry, tapped. Yeah, it's tapped. Tapped, lad. So that guy is tapped. And what does he say? He says, that's it. You know, Dajjal is here. Dajjal is here. I am the prophesizer. Gotta listen to me, Illuminati, Freemason. They're gonna get you, bruv. Man, these guys are sickos. Sickos. Like the brother said, tapped in the head. You know what they did? Not this Ramadan, the Ramadan before that. You know, the Olympics was happening in London. The Olympics, 2012 Olympics. These guys made movies. They made so many clips that the Illuminati and the Zionists are going to blow up Big Ben and the Parliament in 2012 Olympics time inside London. And it was Ramadan time. And it was going like a craze everywhere. I mean, it came, someone dropped a letter to the secretary of the mosque, and the secretary of the mosque pulled me up and said, have you read this? Tomorrow apparently is Juma. And they even put a fabricated hadith next to that. The Prophet said, I'm going to say it's fabricated, but the Prophet said, when there's going to be two lunar eclipses in the same Ramadan, boom, boom, and Friday's going to fall on, you know, middle of the month, and there's going to be summer, whatever, boom! You better run. I'm telling you. And they were spreading this like crazy through the mosque and intimidating people, telling them. And on the internet, when I went there after Tarawih, I went on the internet. And I just checked. I thought, what is this all about? And I found videos after videos, these guys who are tapped. Right? They're telling you that they know the Illuminati is going to get you in the Freemason, that this is 2012. This is the year of the Zionists. This is when they're going to show the prominence and the one eye. Hey, Jimmy. One eye. It's going to get you. Because they've seen this sign and this movie and that video and that clip and this part, and they put it all together and they make it look real. And man, it was getting a big hype. And I thought, Ya Allah. So anyway, the next day, it was a Friday, the bomb's supposed to go off, right? I don't know what bomb in their head is supposed to go off, right? It never happened. Say Alhamdulillah. It never happened, right? So I went back on the internet. I thought, what they're going to say? So I went on the internet. They said, oh, we got the date wrong. It's going to be next week. What? You lot are crazy, man. Oh, anyway, next week, I waited till next week, right? So next week, they said, it's going to happen. It never happened. I thought, okay, what are they going to say right now? So I scroll down and saw what they're saying. And you know, these guys, they're getting everyone dissing them. They're saying, you know, load of pattus and you tapped and you this and you that, right? They're saying all the words of fathom words they can towards them, right? And you know what they wrote now? They said that, oh, it's going to happen in 2012, but it's not going to happen. We got it wrong, you see. It's not the Summer Olympics, it's the Winter Olympics. Oh, okay, let's wait for the Winter Olympics. So we waited for the Winter Olympics. 2012 Winter Olympics came and they started all again. Illuminati, there's a Zionist here, this and that. You got all these shuyukhs on the internet, they're saying 2012. It's all going to happen. Boom, something's going to happen and the Zionist is going to come out and the Illuminati is going to come out. They're going to take over the world. One new world order. I said so. I was the prophecy. You never listened to me. Tough luck. That's all they want to say to you. They want to say to you, tough luck for not listening to them. You know what happened after that? 2012 winter went, we didn't even hear about it. what was he all about? Now they're still on there. They're still saying Illuminati. They're making new videos out. They're putting up Dajjal's coming. Dajjal's coming. Did you know that, you know, Tamim Adadi from the Prophet's time, he got shipwrecked. This is a hadith of Muslim, right? These guys, I'm telling you, they are proper tact. Have you got a more word, better word for that? I want to go to the next level. Sorry? Was it Nabdis? Numpties. Ah, see, they're numpties. So they go to the next level, these numpties. What do? They just want to make your life miserable. These guys are saying, Tamim Adari, radiallahu anhu, there's a hadith about Dajjal, that his ship actually got wrecked. And he was on an island. And he actually saw Dajjal. So he came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got him to report to everybody what he saw. He was on an island somewhere in Arabia, somewhere got shipwrecked for 1 month. He went, came back another month, and he narrated that. It's a sahih hadith in Muslim. Fine. You know what these sheikhs are saying on the internet? To all these numpties? You know what they're saying? They're saying that island, hey Jimmy, listen to me. Now that island where he got struck, no Jimmy, it wasn't Arabia. It was Britain. What? Britain? Yeah, Jimmy, Britain, the Dajjal is here, you know. The Dajjal is here. What are you talking about? And these kids, youngsters, they all get all hyped up about it. We know, he's coming. And then they get paranoid. They get absolutely paranoid. You know, that 2012 summer, one friend of mine, working for a Muslim organization, he said, Sheikh, he said, I feel like taking all my stuff into a van. And this is true, he said this to me. He said, he was in London, he's talking to me. Yeah? He said, I want to shove my van with as much things I can get inside here before that bomb goes off. And I want to get my family inside there. And I want to drive as far as I can towards Scotland. He seriously said that. He said, Scotland. Because you guys apparently are out of the, you know, you're out of the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, you live in the mountains, you know. He said that. Now people get cracked. Why? Just because of some theory. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us what? Awid Dajjalu fasharru ghaibin yuntadhar. Are you waiting for Dajjal? Because Dajjal is the most evil of awaited things. My friend, my young friend, don't get excited about Dajjal. Dajjal is not someone you get excited about. You're supposed to get fearful of Dajjal. And that's supposed to make you do more a'mal for Allah, because the day of judgment is coming. The whole point of our Prophet ﷺ telling you and me about Dajjal is because he wants you to move and do your actions before Dajjal comes. Not because you're going to sit there 2-3 hours on the internet trying to look after YouTube video, after YouTube video, after YouTube video. Oh my God, he's going to knock on my door soon. Oh my God, I'm finished. My credit card, I used it. They know who I am. The cameras are watching me. Oh my God, Illuminati everywhere. They're crazy.